So just a reminder about influx. We think of influx as something that flows in as a continuous thing, like from a pitcher of water being poured into a jar from a higher level to a lower. That's how we think about influxes. And it's helpful as a model. But what influx is, if you think that all things are already present, the Lord is fully present. So what influx is the alignment of what is on the lower so that we can be made aware through those representations of the higher. So this is why the restructuring of the mind. So the degrees are described as discrete. So there is no crossover through the boundaries of discrete degrees. What happens is it's more in the way of having a radio receiver and attuning it to the right frequency so that you can hear what is already in the airwaves. It's the same idea. The Lord is fully present. And when truths are understood, more aligned with a genuine spiritual understanding, then the Lord becomes present, or angelic influence becomes more available. That's what influx is about. It's about the alignment of things within the mind. If you think about thought and speech, these two things are nothing alike. Absolutely nothing alike. But there is a correspondence so that a thought can be communicated through, you know, this flesh and blood functioning representation through the creation of sounds that then can facilitate communication. So again, you have a desire of the will gets manifest in an action, and the action is nothing like what the affection is, but it corresponds. The body corresponds to the will and the understanding, and so it is its servant. And if something goes wrong with the body, if it's not aligned in a way that corresponds, then there are difficulties and there are problems. If I suffer a brain injury, the correspondence is disrupted. So that leads to a disruption in the ability to communicate what is going on at a spiritual level in terms of our thoughts and affections. So again, it's just remembering that correspondence is the means of communication, not a direct flowing in. And this is how a sense of self is maintained, because if it's a direct inflow, then we would feel like we're being controlled, we probably wouldn't have a sense of being. That's what the situation probably would be.